Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to the Angelic Realm Show here on Psyche Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dax Carlisle, and joining me, of course, is my fabulous co-host from New York City, Master Angel Reiki practitioner Sharona Rapsik. Hi, Sharona.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Hello.
This is exciting, back here on a Sunday, and Maria had some things to do, so she's off today. I'm not usually here on the third Sunday show, but this is fun, Sharona.
It is, and it's a beautiful day here in New York City. How is it in Arizona?
Well, we're kind of overcast. It's still 80 degrees, but it's overcast, which is nice. Don't get me wrong. That's a nice thing because we get too much sun.
And, yeah.
It's just beautiful, you know, and a slight breeze. And I'm out on the patio outside, actually, folks, doing the show. That's what I love about radio. You know,
awesome.
You can do it anywhere.
It's a beautiful moon, Dad.
Oh, yeah, the blue moon. And we talked about that on Friday's show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was out
so today's,
right before we called. I was out on my terrace bringing in all my crystals. And I made a bunch of aromatherapy archangel sprays with essential oils, and I was charging them up on my terrace. So that's kind of like our little bit of New York outside is using our outdoors creatively, yeah. But it was a beautiful moon.
I bet a lot of people were charging their crystals last night, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So today's show is brought to you by the Association for Research and Enlightenment. That's the ARE of New York City. That's the organization that was originally founded by Edgar Cayce, and you can visit them on the web at edgarcaycenyc.org. Today's show is also brought to you by our own Psychic You. Check it out at Psychic Talk Radio. It's psychictalk.net/PsychicU will take you there, or just go to the website, psychictalk.net. You're going to find banners for the Psychic U everywhere. At Psychic U, we have wonderful courses and workshops in a variety of psychic topics, including your course, the Certified Angel Reiki Practitioner course, Sharona.
Yes, I can't believe it's almost ready. And I always tell people that this is a one-of-a-kind certification because not only do you learn Angel Reiki, which is a Western branch that I personally developed, but I also make sure that you become a master in as well in a traditional Yasui Reiki. But Angel Reiki is absolutely wonderful because you actually channel the seven colors of the rainbows from the angelic realms. And then I kind of teach you all different little tools that you can do, which are also energy healing. I teach a little bit about crystal healing, sound energy healing, and a lot of my friends says to me that I got to put in a bonus module, which I just did, on how to use essential oils and aromatherapy your angel Reiki session. So I actually have a lot of my secret recipes for making sprays, because sprays are so wonderful. I think one of the easiest ways to do aromatherapy and essential oils is by making a simple spray, and that's where you take your essential oils, you combine them with distilled water and witch hazel. In fact, I'm spraying myself right now with my Archangel Michael spray because that stimulates the fifth chakra, which is communication. So I've got lots of eucalyptus in there and lavender. So I am ready to rock and roll.
Well, you know, it's been exciting putting the course together with you. I'm doing the technical end, so There's two modules to go, and I'm working on the videos. And one of the cool things about doing that is I get to follow along through the course as I'm building the video modules, and it's just been fascinating stuff. It's really great. You guys are going to love this course. And actually, you know, we're almost done. We only have two of the six modules left to do, so that's going to be done real quick here. And we have an early bird special going on that right now. So you'll find her course, the Certified Angel Reiki Practitioner course, at our Psychic U, psychictalk.net/psychicu. Go check that out, folks. So we are a live call-in show. Give us a ring at 714-816-4628. Remember to press the number 1 on your dial pad. That lets us know you want to be live on air. So if you're, I see a bunch of callers in there. If you're in the queue and you haven't pressed 1 and you want to talk to us, go ahead and press the number 1, 714-816-4628. You can also join us in the chat room. The chat room is right below the player and all the show information on the live page, psychictalk.net/live. And we'll be getting to calls a little later in the show. But first, we have a great guest in our Angel Practitioner Spotlight. Isn't that right, Sharona?
That's correct. And I am so excited to bring her on.
Tell us about our guest.
Our guest, her name is Ginger. I love that name. Ginger Garvey Stare. And she advocates living in both the spiritual and physical worlds equally. And her consulting business is called Free to Be Free. And that's where she combines spiritual counseling with business and life coaching to assist individuals to move forward toward personal freedom. She is currently the president of Way Showers Community Fellowship, which focuses on growing planet Earth and helps to expand spiritual freedom and unity in our communities, locally, regionally, and globally, by understanding and respecting the diversity of all spiritual traditions. And she lives a freedom-based lifestyle, allowing her to travel, teach, and maintain her business responsibilities. That sounds pretty awesome.
Let's bring on Ginger Garvey. Here we go, folks. Hey, Ginger.
Thank you.
Welcome to Angelic
Thank
Realm.
Thank you all so much. I love the welcome. I appreciate it. Well, I am excited to be here, and I really do focus on a freedom-based lifestyle for myself and work with others to create that. And what that really has to do with is not letting you stop you. Because what I found is that it's very rare that the blocks we think are in our paths are insurmountable. And so it's looking at why you think you can't do what you want to do. And as long as we're being responsible and we have our motivations and our intentions in the right place, and certainly working with the angelic realm is a big part of that, making sure that our motives are pure and that we are on the right track for our own spiritual unfoldment and self-discovery, that if we can do those things, there's nothing stopping you from just living your life to its fullest. And for me, that really means embracing that concept of freedom. So thanks so much.
Oh, we're thrilled to have you here. In the work that you do, do you have a dream client that you like to work with?
I really like people who are open to true self-discovery, you know, that they're going to work as hard on their goals and aspirations as they expect me to. I view my coaching as a true partnership. It is something that it requires a lot of active work on both of our parts. Mine in connecting with the angels and the spirituality and making sure that I'm bringing them to the point where they can do that for themselves. That's really what my goal is. I like to work with people who, in the beginning, they may be a student or a client, but that in the end, we're truly peers, and I can rely on them for their assistance as much as they've relied on me. So I'm really looking to bring people up to my peer group. That's always my goal.
Oh, that's really awesome. Do you have some success stories to share with us?
I do. You know, one of my wonderful success stories is a very good girlfriend of mine. And we met, and at the time that we met, she said, "I really feel that I'm here to meet you. My guide sent me to this class today, and that I'm here to meet you. But I think I already know you. You know, you feel really familiar to me." So we tried to figure out what that connection was, and we did not pin it down on that particular interaction. And we just kept getting together, and we were working on, I was helping her with some marketing concepts for her business. She's actually a Reiki instructor. And so working with people who are in that metaphysical type of work, those are my primary clients at this time. And we were working on what she could do as far as growing her clientele and her base. And we became very close during that time period. She actually was going through some personal things as well. And we started looking at how those personal challenges were actually impeding her ability to pull that client base and those successes in into her reality. And so in the end, she wound up developing an online business, because part of her challenge was her clients were all spread out, and she was traveling long distances to just meet with one client and then traveling to another location to meet with another client. And so really working on how she could utilize technology to build her base. So it's a true combination of what's going on in the real world and the physical world of our lives, where we pinch ourselves and know that we're alive, as well as working with that spiritual realm and seeing how the two work together to either bring things into reality or to create other, what we would just call blocks. You know, oh, this isn't working, that isn't working. Well, why is it not working? Is it a real world problem? You know, do you need to put new tires on your car, or is it something more? And so by enabling her to reach out to her clients using technology, I was able to help her free those blocks and, you know, move her business forward. So it was really a success story. And it turned out that she did know me. And after working together for about almost 9 months, we were together, and she looked at me and she goes, "Oh my gosh, you're Ginger." I said, "Yes." We had established that already. And she goes, no, you went to elementary school with me." So we met on the East Coast in Virginia. And it turns out that we were in second grade together in Chula Vista, California. So it was quite a long time since we had been physically together, but a wonderful reunion. And then we do continue to work together now.
Wow.
Amazing. And you work with people. What I love that you're saying is you work with people holistically. So it's like you're coaching them, but you're coaching them and helping them discover everything that would be related to mind, body, and spirit. You're not just strictly, it seems like you're not strictly coaching the mind. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Because they're all interconnected. You know, it's the three parts of the triangle. And really to focus on one without taking into consideration any of the others is just going to create something that's lopsided and puts additional pressures. Also, I do have a really strong, just practical background as it relates to finances and technology and what it takes to start a business and to move forward, whether it happens to do with, you know, getting grants and loans, partnering with people, putting together legal contracts. So I have some real practical aspects to what it is that I do. And what makes everything I do so much more worthwhile to me is that I've found a way to really work in partnership and harmony with my natural intuitive gifts. And it's that connection and that balance between everything that makes it all so fulfilling.
Wow.
It sounds a whole lot less woo-woo than most people out there practicing, let me tell you. Very practical sounding.
Well, thank you. And actually, it's kind of interesting because so much of my work, it didn't have a whole lot of woo-woo to it, but I had a long-term career. I retired back in 2017, and I've come back, and I'm working with them again. But or 2012, when I was working with that group, I had people work groups that were dispersed around the country. And I would pick up on things just through intuition, mm-hmm. psychic gifts, and I would know really specific things. Like I knew when someone was having marital problems. I had not spoken to this person in about 5 months. And I was talking to somebody else. I was like, how is so-and-so? And they're like, oh, she's fine. And I'm like, are you sure? You know, I just reach out to her just as a friend. And that was actually about 2 weeks before her husband came home and said, I'm done, I'm out. And when that happened, I got a phone call going, how did you know that? I was accused of having surveillance cameras because some of the things were very, very, very specific. And you just pick them up because these people are important to you. You know, it's not even something that you're doing consciously, or at least I didn't do it consciously at that time. And now that I am able to kind of tune into that frequency and be more intentional about it, it just makes everything else stronger. But this has pretty much been the way I've been my entire life.
Definitely. I can relate to that completely. Do you ever think that you're working with people? Like I know the other woman that you work with, you knew her from grade school. Do you ever think there's like another life relationship too?
Oh, absolutely.
Have you ever met any? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's an individual in my life that I know completely we have past lifetimes together. And how it happens for me is that when you know someone or you meet someone for the first time and the affinity is so strong, it's like you've always known them. It's because guess what? You've always known them.
You've always known them. There they are.
Right. So that's an interesting thing to work with my family and friends and just very gently. You know, that tends to be the way I handle my spirituality and working with people is just from a very gentle presenting a possibly different perspective. And that's really a key thing with that whole Wayshores Community Fellowship, the nonprofit that I work with, because the whole thing there is we have so much more similarity than we do differences. And so if you can build upon those similarities, you know, you meet someone, you talk to them about whatever, you know, what's the best small business checking account, you know, and then they realize that you're not crazy. So then when you start suggesting that possibly the reason why they're having the problems and challenges they're having with their business partner is more than just the person's a jerk because they weren't a jerk 6 months ago. So what's causing them to be a jerk now? And you can kind of start to explore things on a more energetic level. And then, you know, over time, you get to the idea of, have you ever thought that the reason why you're so good at this is that you have done this before, like in a past lifetime? I was working with a friend just this week. She does beautiful acrylic work. She does these gorgeous just energetic acrylic drawings with resin, and they're just really fabulous. And she was saying, well, you know, and she's only been doing it for maybe a couple years, and she's not young. She did a lot of other things before she started doing this. And we were talking about past lives, and she's like, well, I'm not really sure about past lives. I said, well, you know how your resin work is for you, how it feels so natural? And she's like, yes. And I said, in your use of colors. And as I was talking about it, I could see her working with glass, and I could see, you know, little containers of different chemicals that she would take a pinch of this and a sprinkle of that and mix it into the glass that she was working to create these colors. And it was obviously a glimpse of a past life. And so I share that with her, and she's like, oh my gosh, I'm getting chills. That's so exciting. Sometimes it comes out like that.
Wow. Yeah. So we come back to do what we were doing in the past life because we want to do it even better. And maybe use it that it's not just for ourselves, but use it to help other people. Can you tell us a little bit about the Wayshowers community? I mean, that sounds so cool that you're working with people of all spiritual traditions. Because I know we have people on the line that are with many, many spiritual traditions and maybe not even know that they're spiritual. Tell us a little bit about that.
And, you know, that's so exciting because it's really true. When you start learning about different religions and spiritual traditions, and you're like, oh, that resonates with me. I believe that. You know, I didn't learn that at church, mm-hmm. or I didn't learn that at the temple, or I didn't learn that at the mosque. And, you know, I work here in Richmond. I live in Richmond, Virginia currently, and I work with the Interfaith Council or community of the greater Richmond area. And one of the things that we're doing is we have open talks and conversations. And this organization, there's an organization called Living Room Conversations, and you can find them online and find an area near you where they're talking about it. But it's really listening, active listening, listening with an open heart to somebody else's perspective. And when you do that, especially if you have a very open, empathic component to your psyche, your spirit, your soul, you can actually start feeling how they feel. And it's that ability to put yourself in another person's position and realize they're not as different as you thought that they, or you might have thought that they were. And what we do with Wayshowers Community Fellowship is we're really about building a spiritual harmony for planet Earth, and just raising the vibration of the entire planet. And by focusing on our similarities as opposed to butting heads over the differences, we can stop pouring energy into the defensiveness and the boundaries that we put in place, and really allow ourselves to be more open to each other's point of view. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to change your point of view, but it allows you to really be more open-hearted. So some of the things that we do with Wayshowers Community Fellowship is every month we do have a spiritual tradition of the month. And I found that to be just fascinating. I've been part of the organization for about 6 years now, and the president the last two. And just taking the time to do the research and to look at these other religions and what they believe, how they started, you know, people who come from a predominantly Christian background are very familiar with the Bible, but there are sacred texts for most spiritual traditions. And I love the fact that one of the things we do is we share an inspiration from that spiritual tradition so that people have a better appreciation for how beautiful some of these things can be. Sometimes it's a blessing, sometimes it's a prayer, sometimes it's a poem out of that spiritual tradition.
Wow.
And I love that part. Just great.
Wow. So primarily with traditions that have a text. I know there's also spiritual traditions where they don't have a text, but they use nature as a text. Do you work with others groups too?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there isn't really a, we don't have any boundaries. We don't have anything that restricts where we can go under the guise of Voiceovers Community Fellowship. There are several people that are involved who have family that are part of very unique spiritual traditions, like the Maori of New Zealand and Australia. And listening to what the Maori traditions are about, Native Americans, one of my good friends that I work with in that area, she actually works for one of the tribes in Oklahoma. So we're very interested in anything anyone wants to share. You know, if it's heartfelt and they see something beautiful, a beautiful aspect, bring it on. You know, the more the
all
merrier.
Good.
Yeah.
All good. Is there a website for Wayshowers Community Fellowship? How would our listeners find them? Because it sounds like a lot of people would be interested.
There is, and the URL at this time is wayshorescommunityfellowship.org. And we're just getting ready to start a new, we're planning on launching the new website probably before the end of June. So we're working on that as well. And one of the neat features of the new website is we're going to actually have a featured wayshower. So what we mean by the term wayshower, which I just think is so fantastic, is that this is just someone who, not even necessarily intentionally, but they become a role model or at least show a perspective. So if you think back to a teacher or a community member, it could be one of the neighbors, and this is the neighbor that everybody goes to when they have an issue, or it could be somebody that you just look at from afar and are really involved in, you know, animal rescue. I have a girlfriend that I absolutely see that wayshower energy in her, and she's just really passionate about animal rescues, and she spends her weekends driving rescued animals to their new home. And, you know, she doesn't, you know, she's not somebody who got voted, you know, she's not a president of anything, but at the same time, anyone who knows her, they just naturally recognize her as a leader in this area. And that's what being a wayshower is all about. You know, how do you shine the light within so that other people see it? It's not about telling people what to do. It's about showing them the way you do things. And sometimes people, I used to tell my children, you're always an example, whether it's for what people should do or what people shouldn't do. And that wayshower energy is just that. It's recognizing those people and maybe adding a little bit of emphasis to their path and their light to, again, try on a new perspective. Yeah, I just think that's really fun.
Absolutely. And you have a wonderful platform. There's a lot of listeners that are listening in to you, Ginger. What is the one thing that you would like our audience to take away with them from your discussion today?
You know, I would say that the thing that is most, that I'm most passionate about is self-acceptance. You know, I just believe that each and every soul is unique and valuable at a level of equality, just a natural energetic level of equality that no one can take away from you. And there isn't any greater than or less than. We're just different. And embracing that, you know, one of the things people say is, oh, you know, Ginger, just thank you so much for being you. And I want to laugh and say, who else can I be? You know, I can only be me. And Sharona, you know, I think it's
absolutely
wonderful that you're you, and Dax, that you're you, and You know, I think the conversations and the few interactions that I've had with Dax are just fantastic, and I really appreciate your ability to work with things on a technology side, and I wouldn't necessarily want to be you, but there are things that you do that I'd like to incorporate into what I know. And that's what I really work with people on, is what is it that you love about yourself, and what are things that you love about other people, and how do you want to grow? Because there isn't a right way to be. The only right way to be is full of love and self-acceptance for yourself. And if you can
awesome.
Be full of love and self-acceptance for yourself, you will not feel the need to judge and change others.
Awesome. Awesome. I love that. And I love the part, too, where you talked about shining your light. You know, I think about the sky. There's all those stars that are shining, and they don't, you can shine your light without diminishing the other stars. And what was that famous saying about, if you shine your light, it helps me shine my light. So we're all helping each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're at the bottom of the hour. So you're going to hang on, Ginger. I know there's going to be people that are going to want to call in and talk to you. But and I'm going to talk the upcoming shows that we have that are going to be coming up tomorrow. Hey, we got two shows, it looks like, tomorrow. We have The Sound of Your Soul, and that's going on. That's with Janice Fuchs. And we also have our lovely Catherine Nahan on, and she's going to be talking about understanding your power within, proud of what you overcome. And then there'll also be a call on tune in on Tuesday to the monthly episode with Rose Fullhorst and Vivian Alban. And if you want to, you know, stay tuned to our shows and also listen to them in archive, you want to bookmark on your computer Psychic Talk Net. And you're going to find lots of wonderful, if you got a moment and you don't want to listen to network TV, which can sometimes be depressing, there's a lot of educational stuff on our website, because everything gets saved. I guess while I'm talking about what we're doing at Psychic Talk Net, I want to give another shout out to the Edgar Casey Society of New York. I know Dax is putting the information in the talk room, but they have some wonderful things that are also coming up. What's coming up is they have a program with one of the biggies from Edgar Casey. His name is John Van Auken, and he's actually coming to New York. So I think Dax put up on our talk room the where you can link to go that in the chat room, talk room, chat room.
PsychicTalk.net/live.
Awesome. Go in there. You can find out about what Edgar Casey is doing. And they're also starting to do more online courses, too. So there's one that's coming up on using seashells as oracle tools, which sounds really cool. You know, I love reading tarot cards, but, you know, I collect seashells, too. So just go in there and take a look. This is our last show of the month, and Angel Realms will be back again in June.
It's always the first and third Sundays of the month, Angelic Realms Radio. So I just want to let everybody know that we had to reschedule our show from yesterday. Does the universe have a purpose? So Mary and I are going to do that topic on Saturday, May 25th. And then on Sunday, May 26th, it's the premiere episode of Tarot d'Amour, the nighttime tarot for love show. This is Cooch Daniels' new show. It's going to be our first late night show, and it'll start at 10 p.m. on the West Coast, and that'll be 1 a.m. on the East Coast, New York City time. So perfect for, you know, the lovelorn late at night folks that need to call in to a romance show. There'll be two shows on that day because we also have Spiritual Landscapes, I believe, as well in the morning. A lot of our days, we're starting to have multiple shows. It's getting really exciting on the network here.
It's so exciting. And we're, you know, are you looking for more shows?
We're only about halfway there. We want to double what we're doing right now, you know, at least two shows a day, maybe more, which means there's a lot of room for a lot more hosts. And you can just go over to our website, psychytalk.net, click Become a Host at the top of any page to learn more about becoming host. You know, if you're a great practitioner, angel practitioner, psychic, medium, tarot reader, numerologist, astrologer, the whole gambit, energy healing, we would love to get you on the network. So go check that out at psychytalk.net. Let's bring Ginger back on, and we'll take some phone calls, see who's out there, wants to talk to Ginger. Maybe you want a mini reading. And there's plenty of room in the caller queue, folks. So if you're sitting on the fence, you haven't called in yet, this is the time to call in, 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad so we know you want to be live on air, 714-816-4628. You can join us in the chat room at psychytalk.net/live, and you can ask questions there as well. Okay, so let's see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 863. Are you there, caller?
All right. Yes, I'm
What's
here.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia.
Hey, Julia.
Hello.
Hello. How can we help you?
I was just calling in for a little mini reading. I was just in kind of a crazy week or two, and I was just sort of hoping for some insights of, you know, maybe what changes are coming up. I'm hoping for some good changes. Like I said, it's been a really crazy past 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
This month has been unusual, to say the least. So I'm just really ready for some good changes.
Awesome. Well, let's go to our guest first, Ginger Garvey. Ginger, you got anything for Julia? Maybe an angel
Julia.
Message or something. She needs something.
Actually, Julia, I can hear a little bit of frustration and disappointment with your current situation. And what I'm picking up is just a real outpouring of love for you from your personal spirit guides. And just what they're telling me is they want you to know that you're not alone and you're supported and they're there for you. And just relax. That's the big thing, is relax and give yourself space. And it's in that giving yourself space that you're going to feel the solutions move towards you. So that's what I have.
Thank you. Yes. You heard right. It is frustration. So, yes.
You feel a little bit better now?
Yes. Yes. I'm just so ready for things to really, you know, turn around and start looking up and feeling like positive changes, you know. So, yes. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
All righty. Hope that helped you out, Julia. We're going to go to the next caller. It's been waiting the longest. It looks like, let's see. Okay, area code 973. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Nancy Weber from New Jersey. And I'm calling to
Hi,
say
Nancy.
Hello to Sharona. Hi.
Hey,
Sharona.
Nancy. Love you, Nancy. How you doing?
I love you. I am doing very well. Hi, Dax. Good to meet you. And Sharona?
Nancy is an awesome lady. Nancy is such an awesome lady. And actually, she's going to be on our show in August. But she yes. is a woman of many talents. My goodness, my goodness. She's a psychic detective. She's an aromatherapist like me. And, you know, do you have anything that, I don't know, is the caller still on? Is there something that you'd like to contribute to the discussion that we're having with our client who called up in regard to a reading about changing things in her life? Do you have any ideas and suggestions for how you can change? And is there anything that you'd like to add to the previous call? Yeah, the first call that we had.
The one
I always
thing
say
that
people call in, they're calling in for all of us, actually.
Well, sure. Absolutely. I think so, too. And I think that the greater the challenge, you're calling a frustration, and I feel like when, as I have experienced, and so has pretty much everybody, I think, when we can meet the challenge and stay steady, in an attitude of belief. For me, it's a test. I always look at those hard times as a test. And the test is, if you don't feel that you're connected to everything and everyone at that point because you feel more alone and lonely, you can be alone and not lonely. However, the frustration makes for a feeling of very alone and lonely. When that occurs, I think of it as a challenge to discover more of your soul's presence on this earth. As Ginger was saying to you, I would add that it is an opportunity for your soul to guide you through the tough times. And the more you rely on that, the more you rely on that guidance that comes from our creator to your soul, call it whatever you choose, that's going to walk you through any future challenges too with grace. I use essential oils as Sharona does. And Sharona, what's your favorite one that gets you through things?
I always tell people I don't let my friends use bad oils because you want to use the very best. And I am a spokesperson for Young Living Oils. I think they're the best oils out there. You know what you're getting, and you can't make a mistake. So you want to use your work the very best. And
What would you say for this situation? What oil would you choose? Because oils are so spiritually based. Dr. Wayne Dyer called them God in a bottle at a convention I was at. And I thought that was just such a perfect statement. So somebody who's feeling so challenged, as I was recently when I had to drive my husband for hours up because he wouldn't go to a hospital where we were. And he had a heart event that almost cost him his life. And I used my oils all the time, and I used them on him pre-op because he was so nervous and worried and, you know, challenged. So the frustrations, when you feel it, you can't wait for it to go through that dark tunnel. There are some I specifically use to get me through. What is your favorite one for that, Sharona?
Well, I'm just thinking about, you know, also you want to call in Archangel Michael. And the oils that, and you also want to breathe. And the first oil that always comes to mind is, I think, a peppermint. Because peppermint, it allows you to breathe. And because a lot of times when we feel restricted, we hold our breath. And that is associated with Archangel Michael. And in fact, I'd make a little blend and I throw a little eucalyptus in there too. But definitely peppermint.
Okay.
I
would caution people too that buying it in the stores in this country, mostly what you're getting is synthetics regardless of the label.
Peppermint's kind of a hot oil.
See, I think when we're very frustrated, I want a gratitude prayer, I would recommend as one of the things is a gratitude prayer, despite what is going on, for the abundance of life that you are experiencing, even if it's tough experience, very tough experience, very challenging. The more we allow ourselves to feel gratitude for even being capable of being here in the moment discussing it. The woman, when you spoke on the phone, the woman who spoke about her challenges, that takes a lot of courage. That takes a lot of courage to come out and talk about it and feel, please, I need some help here. That already speaks of somebody who recognizes what's going on, knows that it has to change here. And change is not always in our control, obviously. So for me, I use things at that point as an oil called Highest Potential. It is a specific blend that was my first love and still to today. It has made tremendous changes in my life by using it with a gratitude prayer on my crown chakra, my third eye, and over my heart. I will put either a drop of rose oil, I love rose oil, or magnify.
Oh, rose is wonderful. You know, the other one that came to mind, Nancy, I like working. I like to start people off where they're doing it purely aromatic. So right away, I saw putting into a bottle of where you want to put, like, make a quarter, a little tiny, tiny little 2 ounce spray bottle. You want to do like a quarter of it to alcohol, to water. I also see dropping a little bit of lavender too. I'm getting like lavender along with the peppermint and just spraying it into the air or diffusing it into the air.
You know, Sharona, another thing that comes to mind for me, specifically for Julia, tuning into what you guys were talking about with the essential oils, what came to me for a good therapy, if Julia's still on the line, is chamomile.
That soothing chamomile is beautiful.
And, you know, that actually mixes with either the rose or the lavender beautifully. But maybe even, Julia, just go to the store and look for a good chamomile tea. And if you have a yellow teacup, and if you don't go to the dollar store, buy yourself a yellow mug. You know, that yellow is another thing that has a lot to do with self-acceptance. And I really just feel like some relaxation and some self-acceptance and being happy with yourself is going to just open up all kinds of possibilities for you.
Beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Beautiful.
Big ideas.
Indeed. Indeed.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't too sure about the chamomile essential oil. Are we ready for another caller, Dax?
Let me jump in. We got to go to another caller, but thanks for calling in, Nancy. We appreciate
Thank
the call.
Thank you, Dax. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you,
have
Nancy.
A great day.
We're gonna...
both of... Thank you.
We're going to have Nancy on as a guest on an upcoming episode, and we can talk a lot more about essential oils and such. But we need to get back to the phone lines. There's a lot of people waiting in the queue, and we're rapidly running out of time here. Let's go to the next caller that's been waiting the longest for Ginger. It looks like area code 612. 612. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Christiana. I'm calling from Minnesota.
Hi, Christiana.
Hi.
Well, you're talking with Ginger Garvey. Go ahead.
What can we do for you?
I was just wondering what message do the angels have for me?
I'm just picking up on a whole lot of positivity. Excitement for what's around the next corner. Do you have something exciting coming up in your life?
It's been hard for me to kind of decipher it, but I mean, I'm going to start diving into learning how to channel and communicate with the angels more effectively and stuff. So I saw this on Blog Talk, and I just thought I'd call in. And I'm having trouble hearing them. It sounds like a lot of white noise. So
that's you know what, that's got to be what it is, because I'm sitting here with an ear to ear smile on my face, just the excitement and welcoming for you in this new area is just it's tangible. I can feel it. And as far as just from a fellow angel practitioner, I'd say that this is an excellent place to start. I found the courses that have been put on to be very valuable. It's a very gentle group, very accepting. And it's a wonderful place. We work with each other in the courses. You know, you just meet other people that are like-minded, and we share readings and opportunities with each other. So welcome. So glad to have you as part of things.
Thank you.
You're definitely going to be part of things. I see it's been slow progress reaching. Because what I'm seeing is you're reaching for what is your true passion in life and seeking the reason that you're here. And you've been doing the work and you've been moving toward it. And I kind of see the possibilities opening up end of the summer or beginning of the fall. But there are some really powerful things coming toward you that you'll be very happy about.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for the call. And feel free to call back in, Christiana. We'd love to chat with you again. Got a few more calls on here. We're almost at the end of the show. We might be able to squeeze in a couple more here for Ginger. If we don't get to your call, though, remember, we'll be back tomorrow. We got two shows tomorrow. The first one, Wisdom of Your Soul with Janice Fuchs, is actually pre-recorded and will drop, in other words, become available. It'll drop right before Catherine's show tomorrow. So it'll be like 10 a.m. on the West Coast. And then Catherine will be coming on with her live show, which you can call into. I did want to mention Janice will be doing a live broadcast. She already has a whole bunch of shows in her past shows category. So you can just go to psychictalk.net/wisdom and catch up on all the previous broadcasts. And then if you have questions, she's going to do a live show once a month, the first Monday of the month. So it'll be the first Monday in June. I believe that's June 3rd. Yes, June 3rd. And she'll be live. Janice will be live, and she can answer any of your questions that you had from previous shows and get some guidance. And she's a medium and an angel practitioner herself, plus a licensed psychotherapist as well. So that's coming up June 3rd. But if we don't get to your call today, remember, you can talk to Catherine tomorrow. You can call in on the Tuesday show. They're doing their death and dying episode. You can call in on Wednesday with our new host, Charlotte, as well. Let's see who's been waiting the longest here. Okay. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Thank you. My name is Ashley, and I'm calling from the Bronx.
From the Bronx. Look at that.
Thank you.
The Bronx.
Yes,
we're
calling from the Bronx. So I have a question about employment. My job is going to be doing a merge in July. So they are saying that they may cut down the shifts. I work overnight, first of all. They say they may cut down the shift from 5 days to 4 days. What should I do? Should I stay there or should I start looking for a new job?
This is Ginger, and what I'm picking up is you stay there and look for a new job.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I say stay where you are. I wouldn't even necessarily feel that you need to let them know, you know, just be gentle with yourself. Keep your eyes open and listen. I actually think that someone's going to bring you an opportunity soon and they're going to reach out to you to see if you're interested without you having to do anything. And with that new opportunity, I say just go in slowly. Don't cut your ties. But I don't think that you're going to have a problem with income. I feel a lot of security for you there. I think that there will be other things that you can pick up, and that exposure to multiple short-term future, you know, over the summer is what I'm feeling, that you'll get some opportunity to really learn about new things, and it'll be a lot clearer to you by the end of the summer.
Okay, sounds excellent. I love it.
Amazing with the cards. I got the same thing. You know, just stay where you are, keep looking, and there's going to be some good offers coming in. You know, just control that your think positive, and love yourself and not to worry.
All right, sounds awesome.
Thanks, Tasha. Bye bye. Before we go to the last call that we have time for one more call. But let's give out Ginger's website again, Sharona.
Woohoo! Ginger, do you want to give that out? I know it's going to be in the chat.
Yeah, go ahead,
room.
Ginger.
I kind of like that.
Sure.
I already have it.
And
in
my website is free, spelled out FREE, the number 2, the letter B, and then free again, FREE.com. So it's freetobefree.com. And one of the things I wanted to do was just extend for anybody who's been listening today. I do an orientation profile where we really look at your own team of spiritual helpers or angels, depending on what term you like to use. And we'll look at what those angels are here to communicate with you and how to do that. So I teach people how to do that angelic communication and start to get their own answers.
Oh, wow.
And wow. I also look at their spiritual gift personality profile. So, you know, we all have all kinds of spiritual sensitivities that we may or may not be aware of and that we may or may not be using effectively. So that orientation profile is just a really good starting place if you're interested in exploring your own spiritual gifts and getting to know your team of helpers and communicating more effectively with them. So anyone who's interested in that, you can go to my website, which is, again, freetobefree.com, and you'll see under spiritual profiles the orientation profile. If you put angelic realms into the comments, I would be delighted to give you a 15% discount. I've really enjoyed my time here today.
Wow,
yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for that
offer.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
So
we had fun having you on, too.
Yeah, and I really wish the best to the callers that were able to speak on air, and for any others who felt, for whatever reason, they weren't quite ready to share what they were looking for, there's lots of other opportunities, as Dax was sharing. So just, you know, keep, it, really when I'm, I just keep on keeping on.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple, but, you know, if you just relax and move into things, and at your own pace, you know, that's the key I find, is that if you stay at your own pace, then
right. You
don't block things for yourself.
And one of the reasons why we do these angel practitioner spotlights is to show other angel practitioners out there what other practitioners are doing, you know, and you're a great example, Ginger, because it shows how you can go, you know, beyond the simple I'm doing an angel card reading or I'm doing an angel session with somebody and get into a lot of other things, and including very practical, like helping people with their businesses and bringing in the life coaching aspect as well.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I would be thrilled to be on again sometime.
We would love that.
Sounds
okay,
awesome.
We're going to We're going to take one more call because I promised before we went to the talking about your website that we had time for one more call. So let's bring on area code 770. Hi, caller.
Hello.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Shamita, and I'm calling from Georgia. And I was just calling for a mini reading today.
Okay. Do you have a specific question, or do you want an angel message?
Angel message.
Perfect. Great way to end the show, Ginger. Do you got an angel message for Sharika?
I do. Fun and spontaneity. That's an area that you can really move into without a lot of caution right now. So take the leap. You know, I mean, that's what I mean. I'm just getting a lot of very fun adventure. Things that you might have thought you couldn't do or shouldn't do, that this is a good timing to just kind of jump. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Yes,
what a great
I'm getting
message.
The world. So go for it. Go for it. So you have the world.
Yeah,
card,
the world's a
so.
Similar message, too. Yeah, just totally go for it. Excellent. Well, I hope that helped you out and
you know,
you enjoyed
Jack,
that message.
We have a call in the chat room. I'm not a call. We got a text in the text room. Do we have time to take it? From
sure. As long as it's
I'll
okay
just,
with Ginger.
Sure.
You okay with that, Ginger? Because
absolutely.
We have one, and we have a little fairy, and she's saying she wants a message. I'll be grateful for a message from my angels. Focus on my love life, please. I am single, and I have been dealing with a health issue lately, but things are getting resolved. So let's see if we can help little fairy before we go.
I'm getting that this is actually all related, and that your health issue is tied to healing yourself. You know, heal yourself, work on yourself, and the rest will follow. And really, you know, be kind to that part of you that is healing, and that it's in that expression of self-love as you're working through this. Focus on you. And things are around you, ready to move into your environment, and that will happen when the timing is right. A little bit of patience. This isn't, you know, not forever. You don't have to be patient forever. But, you know, I'm thinking like cooler weather, fall, not quite winter. Sometime in there is the right timing for you. Sharona, anything to add?
I'm also getting a little fairy. Do you keep a gratitude journal? Because one of the easiest way is to bring in good things into your life that you're seeking is to be grateful for what you have in the present moment. So if you focus there and once again, it's about focusing on yourself and loving yourself. Focus on the good things that you have in your life. That will, the law of attraction will draw in the new good things that you're seeking.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. Remember to go visit Ginger's website. She's fabulous. freetobefree.com. Remember, it's free, the number two, the letter B, free.com. Remember her special offer, the 15% off. Put Angelic Realms in there. And don't forget to check out Sharona's brand new course, Angel Reiki. That's right. Certified Angel Reiki Practitioner course. It's available for early sign up right now. It's about to come out. So you can grab the early bird special, which, by the way, is half off. So go check that out at psychictalk.net/Angel Reiki. Wow. Ginger, you're absolutely wonderful to have on as a guest. I was chatting with a couple of our other hosts from other radio shows in the background, and they were like, oh my God, Ginger is just fantastic. She knows how to be interviewed.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a wonderful way to spend my Sunday afternoon. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
We had tons
thank you
of
so
fun.
Much.
Thanks for being on. And thank you, Sharona, as always. A lot of fun.
We always have fun.
We'll be back on together the first Sunday in June with an open line show. Maria should be back, and we'll be taking your calls and open lines and mini readings and angel messages all show long. I'll be back on Wednesday with Charlotte. I was chatting with Charlotte earlier. We're really excited to get back on the air again. She's a brand new host, and
cool.
She was nervous. She was so nervous, but now, oh my God, from the very first show, she's doing so good. And just love it. All righty, everybody. Going to say goodbye to all our listeners and all our callers. And goodbye, Sharona. Goodbye, Ginger. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Sending you light and love and angel blessings.
Angel blessings, everyone. Bye, everyone.